This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You've just tuned in to the media ministry of New Zion Missionary Baptist Church of Winfield, Louisiana, pastored by Reverend Tramiel Ham. The Lord says in His Word that in 2 Timothy, preach the Word, be instant, in season and out of season. Listen now as our pastor preaches and teaches an in-season Word.
How many of you know today God is great and greatly to be praised? Come on, bless Him one more time in this place. If you really love blessing Him, you thank Him. Glory to God. Glory to God. Dear Lord, now we come before You yet again in Your presence, in this sacred space and place, to hear from You. Lord, we come before You admitting that we've got some issues and circumstances, but one thing we do know, Your Word can meet us where we are. And I pray now, God, through Your Spirit, that You will share with us what You would have for us to know. I ask now, God, You remove me out of Your way and speak through me, speak to me, speak for me as I stand before Your people. Your people need to hear from You. They don't need to hear me. They need to hear You, God. They need to be empowered. They need to be lifted. They need to be encouraged. And so, Father, I pray You do just what You want to do as long as You want to. Have Your way, Holy Spirit. Have Your way. And then, oh God, when the dust settles and the smoke is cleared, we'll be able to know that You've been with us and we've had a wonderful time in this place. Lord, we thank You for Your Word now. We give You glory in advance for the lives that are going to change, soul that might be saved, that the destiny that might be altered in the name of Jesus. We receive it now. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Good morning once again. How grateful we are to be in the Lord's house this morning on this first Sunday in the month of November, as God has said yes to us being here. And we definitely give God praise for that. To all of our ministers that are here and the officers and members and leadership of this august body of believers, any visitors and friends who may be sharing with us, we thank God for you on today. And then those who may be with us online, we greet you this morning in divine love. For this is the day the Lord has made, and we ought to rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Also, we recognize any dignitaries that may be in this place as well. We thank God for all of you. Amen. There is a word from the Lord that He has laid on our heart to share with you today. And I pray that you will be encouraged in some type of way concerning your walk with God. If not, hopefully next week we'll meet you. So have mercy on us today if we happen not to pique your fancy tonight, today. There's a word from the Lord. We invite you to join us to the book of Philippians chapter 4. Very familiar passage of scripture to us. I'm not one of those preachers who just wants to preach stuff just to be preaching it. I believe in hearing from the Holy Spirit to what He wants to say to His people. So forgive me for being ordinary and original and not original today. Y'all just forgive me if I may repeat myself. But somebody needs to hear it for the first time. And somebody might need to hear it for the next time. Because somebody's time may not be a next time. And so all we have is right now. Amen. God bless you today. So good to see you all in the house of the Lord. Amen. Philippians chapter 4. And we want to commence reading at verse number 10 and a few of the following. Philippians chapter 4. Begin at verse number 10. Are you there? The Word of God reads thusly. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly, that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein ye were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of God. The grass withers, the flowers fade thereof, but the word of our God shall stand forever. For these few moments we have together, I want to share with you from this thought, you're doing better than you think. Will you help me preach real quick and look at a neighbor and say to him, neighbor, be encouraged. You're doing better than you think. That's the wrong one. They didn't get happy with you. Find you another neighbor. Come on, don't be antisocial. Say, neighbor, oh, neighbor, God's word to you today, be encouraged. You're doing better than you think. Now give the Lord a praise if you believe that today. You're doing better than you think. Mm-hmm. That's God's word to you today. You're doing better than you think. You got to be careful, my friends, because this time of year, it comes. Things start shifting. Things start changing. The leaves start falling and the days get shorter. You got an extra hour of sleep just last night because the day is getting ready to be shorter. Holidays are coming. You're all right with Halloween. You can eat that candy. But Thanksgiving is coming. And it's getting ready to be the holiday season. And here come the emotions. Here it comes. Here they come. Let me go on, get myself together. Oh, Lord, I hate this time of year. I sure dread this time of year because now I got to put on a smile and show up at this function and show up at that function, and they're going to be wanting to eat, and I got to put on a smile, and they're going to want me to cook, and they're going to want me to give money. I ain't got no money, and I ain't got no money for no turkey. I ain't got no money for no dressing. This year, they just going to be happy with a sandwich, because I just ain't got money for that. I don't feel like I done been through too much this year. It's been a difficult year for me. People don't know everything I done gone through, and I just ain't got it like I used to have it. And they going to have to just understand that I'm by myself. Ain't nobody but me. I'm a single parent or I'm a single me, and I got to figure this stuff out by myself. Here comes that time of year where we are about to become what's called melancholy. Some of you all have already come to the house of God already on First Sunday and prepared your pouts. You have already prepared yourself to look down and be depressed and be alone and stay alone. Even when friendship comes, you go push it away. Even when love comes, you go push it away. Even when fellowship comes, you go push it away because you have conditioned yourself that this is the time of year for you to be sad. This is the time of year where you often look at what you do not have as opposed to what you do have. And then we go a little further and we'll look at who we don't have. And then who, instead of who we do have. But God's word to you today is, before you start complaining, before you start tripping, before you start griping, before you check your bank account, guess what? That bank account was the same thing yesterday. And it's probably going to be different tomorrow. But God's word to you today, child of God, is you're doing better than you think. God is still on the throne. Jesus still died for your sins. And if you believe that, you are all right. You may not have a lot of money. You may not feel your best. You may not have every I dotted and every T crossed. But if God is still God and Jesus is still Jesus, the Holy Ghost is still the Holy Ghost, you better realize today you're doing better than you think. Somebody somewhere don't have a relationship with God. Somebody somewhere don't have a roof over their head. Somebody somewhere does not have clothes on their back. Somebody somewhere does not have a church to go to. Somebody somewhere doesn't have a job. And somebody somewhere doesn't have a vehicle. So before you start complaining, before you start griping, take about 5 seconds, say, Lord, I thank you. I'm doing better than I think. Y'all ever seen folk who just complain all the time? Y'all ain't got to be quiet. This church, you can be honest. Now, if you one of them people, stop doing that. You ever seen folk who never have anything positive to say? Y'all don't know anybody like that, do you? I don't care how good they should think they have it, they still find something to complain about. How you doing this morning? I'm doing good now, but last night I almost left y'all. Well, it's the first of the month. Yeah, but October sure whooped me. I see you're doing good. You're in church this morning. Yeah, but I was sick as a dog last month. It's like nobody would, we won't receive the blessings of another day. Jeremiah says God's mercies are new every morning. Yet we still show up sometime and live every day like life is over. And we've got to put some work in, child of God. We've got to put the effort in and decide to choose joy. Okay, I'm going to try that again. We've got to make an effort and put the work in as the people of God to say, I choose joy. Now, I didn't say today that you go choose happiness, because that's what's wrong with some of us this morning. That's why you don't have a praise in here this morning, because you're looking to be happy. You're looking for stuff around you to be all right. Then you're going to be happy. But I need to talk to people who know what hell feels like, who knows what difficulty feels like, but some on the inside, like Jeremiah says, it's like fire. Shut up in my bone, and I just can't shut up. I got up saying I'm going to pout. I got up saying I'm going to go through the motions. I got up saying I'm going to be in my feelings. But somehow the way I start being thankful when I think about the goodness of God and how good he's been to me, all he's done for me, the doors he's opened, the ways he's made, the stuff he kept me from, you can't help but choose joy. How else can you say, I will bless the Lord at all times? His praise shall continually. It's a choice. It's a choice. It's a choice. I choose joy. Here it is. Here's the sermon right here in a nutshell. Here's the sermon. I'm going to leave y'all on. We got a choice to make. Do you want to be a thermometer or a thermostat? That's the choice you got to make today. And it's going to show by how you function. Not by what you call yourself, but how you function. Because a thermometer reads off what's going on around them. It bases its reading off external conditions. If it's hot, it's going to go up. If it's cold, it's going to go down. It is dictated by external circumstances. Y'all missed it. So when I got money, happy. Broke, sad. Got a bae, happy. Broke up, sad. Feel good, happy. Knee hurt, bad. That's called thermometer living. But when you're a thermostat, you set the temperature. You make up your mind every day. I don't care what comes every day. I'm still going to give God glory. Every day may not be the best day. Every day I may not feel too good. But you can't take this smile. You can't take this praise. You can't take my joy. You know why? Because this joy I have, the world didn't give it. And the world can't take it away. And that's why folks look at Christians real crazy when all the hell you going through, when you done suffer so much loss and you're in sickness and pain and everybody know your business. They know that you got a divorce. They know you've been sick. They know you got laid off, but you're still in God's house. You're still smiling. You're still loving folks who hate you. You're still giving the people who take from you. And because my life ain't based on that, my life is based on the joy on the inside. Joy. Joy. That's the theme of Philippians. Joy. And Paul the Apostle, Pastor Paul, writes this letter to a group of Philippian believers where he had some success. He had a measure of success in Philippi. People got converted at Philippi. People got blessed. And even some demons, people got delivered from demons in Philippi. A lot of good things took place at Philippi. Paul writes this letter to encourage them,
But they're supposed to be encouraging him. Because Paul, at the time of our text, around AD 64, AD 65, he writes this letter. He's in jail. He's in prison in Rome writing a letter encouraging other people. I'm going to try that again. Paul is not in the cathedral. Paul is not in some kind of great synagogue. Paul is not in the castle. Paul is locked up with facing the possibility of death. He is in a Roman prison, but he still seeks to encourage God's people. I'm going to try that again. Paul has a reason. Somebody say reason. He has a reason to not say anything about God. He has a reason not to write that letter. He has a reason not to glorify God if you base it on world standards. Because how can you have joy and everything in your life looks the opposite of joy? What is that a shout about when you don't see anything to shout about? It's because Paul understands I had to choose joy even if joy don't choose me. Mm-hmm. So he writes this letter with the theme of joy. These people in Philippi have written him, and they have shared with him. They've given him gifts whenever they could afford it because they heard about Paul being in prison. And they wanted him to be encouraged, so he writes this letter to them to encourage. Now what I love about Philippians, ain't no doctrine in this. Ain't no theological contributions in this. It's just simply be encouraged. I'm going to try again. There is no Hebrew and Greek trying to figure that out. There is no kind of theological doctrine to have to worry about. There is no kind of manifestation of dispensation. It's just simply be encouraged. Paul's telling his people, I'm all right, so you ought to be all right. I wish I had a witness here today that you don't need everything in your life to be all right for you to be all right. I can't promise you what tomorrow holds. I don't know what next week holds, but I do know if God is still my God, I'm still his child, I'm all right. You can go through, take me what you want to take me through. You can lie, steal, cheat, cut, cuss, fire, break up. If I got the Lord in my life, I'm all right. I wish somebody would get encouraged today that your life is not based on stuff going right for you. It's time for the people of God to grow up. And stop thinking God got to do everything you say. Sometimes you can lay hands on it. It ain't going to move. Sometimes you can speak it. It ain't going to happen. But it's something about God that while you wait on him, he'll bless you. He'll give you strength. He'll give you comfort. He'll give you peace. So the theme in Philippians is joy. Joy in the gospel in chapter 1. Joy in following Jesus in chapter 2. Joy in committing in chapter 3. And in chapter 4, just joy in the Lord. I'm going to try that again. Chapter 1, just joy in the gospel, because the gospel saved my life. And I know that what he's begun in me, he's not done until the day when the Lord comes back. Somebody ought to tell yourself today, he's just getting started. He's not through with me yet. Chapter 2, there's joy in just following Christ. We are called in chapter 2 to have the mind of Christ, that we ought to start thinking like Christ, that we ought to grow ourselves up and stop living like the world, because the world don't like your Jesus, so why would the world like you? But you ought to find joy knowing that when the world can't stand you, there is a God who still loves you, because I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. Don't no one joins me. Still I'll follow. Don't no one joins me. Still I'll follow. You can have this whole world. Just give me Jesus. You can have the whole world. Just give me Jesus. Here it is. Then in chapter 3 he says, you commit your ways to the Lord. You find joy in committing to the Lord. I'm just happy I'm saved. Man, we got racism, classism, sexism. Yes, ism all over the place. You got sickness. You got death. You got financial hardship. You got church folk going crazy. You got people arguing over denominationalism. I'm just glad to be saved. If if I base my life on whatever the stuff I'm reading, on the stuff I'm seeing, on the stuff that's going on, I would be miserable this morning. But because God is still my God, because I have made a decision to make Jesus my choice, I'm all right. Yep. Y'all better stop. Y'all better stop committing to stuff that can't commit to you. I don't care what contract you sign, you better commit to Jesus. Because the same way they love you and build you up, mess around and make them mad. Oh, Lord. So in chapter 4, he says, just rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice. Again, I say rejoice. The Lord is at hand. Let the world see your sincerity, because the Lord is soon to come. He says, be careful for nothing in chapter 4. Don't be worried about nothing. Stop tripping over stuff. He said, because you know how to pray. He said, because let your requests be made known unto God. But everything with prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God. And watch what he says. The peace of God. I'm going to try it again. Be careful for nothing. In other words, don't be worried about a thing. But in everything. Somebody say everything. My job and my children and my spouse and my health and my mind. Everything. With prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God. Can I help you real quick? Just give it to God. And then look what he says. The peace of God. Okay. Now you got to be careful here, because he said not the provision of God. He said the peace of God. That while you're waiting on him, you start living like you got it. While you're waiting on him, you start walking like you got it. Hey, the peace of God that passes all understanding shall keep your heart and your mind. While you wait, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think. That's what done happened to your joy. You done thought your way out of your praise. You thinking about the wrong stuff. Philippians 4 verse 8 says, whatsoever things are pure, you better stay off that website. Whatsoever things are honest, stop talking to liars and gossips. Because that stuff is messing up your mind, and now you can't even see you straight because you've been listening to junk all week long. He said, if there's any truth to it, any virtue to it, think on those things. He says, y'all, what those things you've both learned and you've seen in me. Wait a minute. Those things you both learned and seen and received. Because I've been teaching you, but you might not have got it. You've been in church, but you might have just shouted and ain't get nothing. Ain't no reason you and I, much as God done showed us and taught us, for you to be living like God ain't going to be good to you. Those things you've seen, heard, and received, do them. While you're waiting on me to come through for you, come through for me. Y'all still mad at me? See, you waiting on him to do his thing, but you won't do your thing for him. You can have joy if you make the right decisions about joy. You keep hanging with negative people, what you think will happen with you? You keep hanging around with losers and loser mentalities, what kind of mentality do you think you're going to have? See, the devil got you hating on and talking about people you ought to be connected to. I'll preach by myself. All y'all down there in the ditch talking about people on the hill. Instead of talking to people on the hill, saying, man, how you got up there? Can I go? No, you want to stay down in the ditch. They think they all that. They think they something in the ditch. Well, let me go in here. Paul say, you got it better than you think. You're doing better than you think you are. And Paul said, look at my example, because here I am in jail, in prison, helping y'all. I want to encourage you all, he says. He says, because Paul is showing us, watch this, y'all, authentic Christian living. Somebody say authentic. I have to give y'all $2 words sometimes so y'all think I done taught you something. In other words, real. Because TV and websites and social media done told you that Christian living is about everything you want. That all, see how quiet it got right there? That every time you go to work, it's a promotion. You get a raise every day. Co-workers leave you alone. Your boss appreciates you. When you go home, the kids are there, done their homework already. Husband brings the whole check. And the maid cooks the dinner. The kids come to the door and the dog barks, woof, woof. Daddy's home. And then the kids come to your ankles, Daddy, thank God you made it home another day. And you say, there, there, little Timmy, Daddy's home. There, there, little Susie, had that homework been done? Yes, Dad, the homework's been done, and we did it great. I got good marks in school today. Now, can I be real? Can I be real just for a minute? You get the work ready to go. I wish somebody would help me real. Time I clock in, I wish I could clock out. Lord, I wish somebody would help me. Did you hear what I just said? When I clock in, I wish I could just clock right back out. I go to the break room, they give me everything but a break. Here comes some mess, did you hear? Here comes the supervisor talking to you, stupid. Get over there. Oh, well, who you talking to? Hey, boy. Hey, you. Get over there. You make it through the day. You forgot your lunch, so you're hungry. And you make it through the day with a headache, your stomach hurt, everything hurt. And you make it through the day, and you clock out. Then you head it home. Here comes the light on E. Boom. Now you got to figure out how you going to pay for this gas, and you ain't got $5 for gas. So all I'm trying to do now is not get a full tank, just stop this E from showing up on my tank. I wish I had somebody help me real quick. It ain't that you don't love the Lord, you ran out of gas. Here come a text from the kids. Can we have McDonald's when you come home? Now you just got these last $2 Johnny Taylor done told you about, that you're not going to lose. And you're trying to use them last $2 just to put gas in the car. A gallon is $3.50, and you're going to put $2 in, so you ain't going to put best a half a gallon. And then they got the nerve to send you a text, Mama, will you bring some McDonald's home? So now you cussing in the spirit. So you put that gas in, and you can't wait to get to their house and tell them something about themselves. So you get to the house, you're tripping over toys. You're tripping over clothes. You're tripping over the trash. You ran over the trash can that they supposed to took back in, but you ran over the trash can and can't get in the driveway. I told them this morning before they got on that bus to put that trash can back. Now you keep hitting the trash can and turning up your rearview mirror and your side view mirror, right? You get in the house, now you mad. Then they're bumping music playing on TikTok, dancing on TikToks. You sitting here broke, you sitting here mad, you ask them to do homework, they're now doing TikTok videos, ain't nothing been fixed, ain't nothing been taken care of, ain't no bills, all the lights on in the house. Why are these lights on? Y'all in every room. I need some parents to help me testify. Why are these lights on and y'all ain't in the room? That's real Christian living. And now they've been quiet, right? Because you done went off. Yeah, you did. You brought work home with you because you couldn't cuss out your supervisor because you need your job. So you take it all out on them. Let me tell you one thing right now. Y'all better get somewhere before I do something to you. Best thing you do is get out of my face. But mama, I just say, did you do your homework? I ain't got no homework. But your progress report say you making L's in school. What you mean you ain't got no homework? When I went to parent-teacher conference, the people say you don't do your homework. They send it home every day. I did it on the bus. You ain't ride the bus. I wish somebody would talk to me about real living. You don't be wanting to call your children a liar, but they be lying. They want to talk about they hungry. You ain't bring no McDonald's? Hey, Pops, what's up with that, man? Why you bring no McDonald's? McDonald's? Am I talking real Christian living? It's hard to come pray Sunday morning and you ain't dealt with this stuff you deal with all week. Because people getting on your nerves and driving you crazy. Then they want you to come to a Bible study, choir rehearsal. They want you to come to all this stuff and praise the Lord. I need a Lord over there with them crazy people. Then here come the husband. He ain't cook nothing. Let me tell you something. I better get these brothers out of trouble here. I got you, Lenny. Well, I mean, what's up with that? Ain't no man. Man been working all day. I guess you don't want been working. Man, come home. Man want to see something. Let me tell you something right now. Best thing for you to do, sir. Go get you a shower. And kind of stay out of my face. Because these little ugly children that you done gave me and you getting on my last nerve today. Flip it. You come home working all day, she don't work. Baby, ain't nothing here to eat. Eat? I thought you was taking us out. take out? I can't take out something that ain't been brought in. All these frustrations you have. And when you make it through the night, you two, I'm gonna free you today. You ain't been on your knees and prayed in about 20 years. Too tired. So you say, Lord, you know, and Lord, you in the bed, cuddled up, Lord, you know all about it. And Lord, please forgive me for not being on my knees. But Lord, you say it's really about my posture, not really being on my knees. Lord, take care of my mama, daddy, children, all of them. And Jesus, just to make it through the day. Just to wake up and do it all over again the next day. And God's telling you today, choose joy. Because if the preacher knows your frustrations, the Lord knows your frustration. That I don't, because I know I got to live in this world and I got to live real. Now, I saw saints testifying these last few minutes. Y'all didn't get struck by lightning. You ain't the earth ain't open up and swallow you. Because you get aggravated. Stuff happens in this life to Christians. So stop being deep in line and say, it ain't going too hot, but I still choose joy. Yeah. Paul says, take my example. He says, because I got, number one, the comfort. I have the comfort with compassionate saints. You ain't going to like this point. That's why I did all that nice intro stuff that y'all can smile at me, because you ain't going to like this part here. Because you're doing better than you think you are, because God has given you comfort through compassionate saints. Paul says in verse 10, I thank God for you because y'all been trying to look out for your boy. Sometimes you couldn't, but when you could, you did. I'm gonna try again. Paul says you weren't always able to send money. That's why my connection to you ain't what you can do for me. My connection to you is because I just love you. But I appreciate the fact that you, when you could do for me, you did. And when you couldn't, but every time you could, you did. Because you care about me. God has put in your life people who care about you. I ain't got nothing deep to tell you, but you got to stop tripping off the people who don't come through for you. And then push away the people that do come through for you. God has assigned and set you with some people, compassionate people, who look out for you, who pray for you. Now, your problem is you don't see everybody who's making sacrifices for you. You don't know about everybody who's opening doors for you. You don't know everybody who's supporting you and praying for you and lifting you up. So you ought to take about 10 seconds and thank God for the people you don't kiss up to. Thank God for the people you don't run behind, who keeps you in good standing. This world tends to make you focus on who don't come through for you. And the worst thing you can do to people, worst thing you can do to the church, is generalize us. Some of y'all have given up on the church because you got into it with two or three people. Y'all still with me, huh? You gave up on God, the church, the Bible, and prayer because two or three saints made you mad, hurt your feelings. It wasn't everybody. I'm going to get in trouble, Dishani. Have I been in trouble yet? All right. I got one in me there. I understand that when I go to Walmart, I'm going to get what I need to get. And I ain't really worried about how they treat me when I'm there. I had some rude cashiers, and I still went back. Sometimes it was wet floor. I almost slipped and fell, hurt myself. I went back. Because I didn't go for perfection, I went for the products. Why y'all got so quiet? Because God has, in his wisdom, placed in your life compassionate people. I'm finna get in a world trouble with this. Why you think you ain't been beat up? Oh, you thought you was bad. Oh, you thought you was slick. God got compassionate people who saying, don't get him, don't get him. He don't know, she don't know no better. I got you. They ain't finna pay you. Let put it on my account. He ain't gonna pay. He ain't finna pay you. Just gonna charge it to my account, because I'm telling you right now, they ain't gonna pay you. God has put in your life. That's why you're doing all right. And I come against this assignment that's making you believe that you're a self-made man and a self-made woman. There's no such thing. God has put people in your life to help open doors. God set some people in your life to be a blessing to you, to lift you, to encourage you, to hire you, to educate you. You ain't get there by yourself. And stop telling yourself that lie. I'm a self-made man. How you make yourself? You need a mom and daddy just to get here. I don't need to connect the dots on that, dude. You need to help just getting here. And see, your life, this world, circumstances got you all in, you know, I'm in my own little box. I'm in my own little world. Posting on Facebook, I don't need nobody. I'm going to try again, Bruce. I post on Facebook, I don't need nobody. I got me. I post it on social media, I got me. And then you get likes. and comments. What's wrong, Pooh? Call me, girl. I'll inbox you and tell you what's going on. But I thought you ain't need nobody. What's wrong, boo? What's wrong with my poo-poo? I inbox you. I'm trying to be real with us today. Because this stuff is robbing you of joy. You going through all the trouble and put on characters on the phone or computer or behind your workstation to tell the world who don't know you that you're unhappy. It's one of them days I'm just sad. People ain't finna stop their day. But now somebody's day make better because they watching you show yourself. Can I, Pastor? You putting stuff out there. You putting yourself out there. Every emotion you have, you don't need to tell social media. Hashtag team single. I'm through with him. I'm through with him. He ain't nothing. I'll tell you what, ends ain't no good no more. And then the next day, at the fair with my fam. See, if you never want to put yourself out there like that. You could have went to a brother or sister in Christ and say, sister, brother, I'm having trouble at home. My man ain't acting right or my woman ain't acting right. You ain't got to tell people who don't know nothing about you what's going on with you. Then they see you put the exact opposite out there at the fair. Hashtag us. You just said you was team you yesterday. That's why them. This is why people roll their eyes at you. Because you'd be double-minded. Because everything is about how you feel. That ain't got nothing to do with your faith in God. That's why you got to stop being a thermometer and let everything affect you. Unspoken prayer requests. What do I pray then? I don't mean no harm. I'm trying to. What am I supposed to pray if you went through all the trouble and tell the world, pray for me? Well, what's up? See how quiet y'all done got right there? But God has sent compassionate people in your life who will be a blessing to you. Paul and the Philippian church are connected. Watch this. Unconditionally. They love him in prison like he was free. All right. May God deliver you today from fair weather friends. May God deliver you this moment from fair weather family. People who only want to fool with you when you're on the mountaintop. But when you're in the valley, they don't know nothing about you. They kick you. They talk about you. Don't come tell me what people are saying about me and you helping them. Because they shouldn't have been that comfortable saying it around you. Well, I got comfort. I know I'm doing better than I think because I got the comfort of compassionate saints. But then secondly, I've got contentment, the contentment of changing situations. I find contentment in changing situations. By now, let's see here, the last 2 or 3 days, it get cool, it get hot. It rained, and it stopped. Storm. Then nothing. You can't base your life off weather. The spirit world is wind, and you never know which way the wind's gonna blow. So you've got to learn how to be steady no matter how the wind blows. Because the devil likes having you tossed to and fro. He likes to see us in our feelings, happy 1 minute, mad the next. Crazy 1 minute, calm the next. Oh, y'all don't want to tell the truth today? Now, the world done called it a lot of stuff. Oh, bipolar and tripolar, and I'm going through the change of the season. You know, you women use that one. No, if you knew it, let me ask this question. If you know that that's going to come, seem like you would prepare, wouldn't you? But I'm going through, you've been going through the change, ma'am, for 15 years. At what point in time are you going to adapt to the change? Oh, see, we don't like telling the truth to ourselves. We use everything as an excuse for how we are. Now, let me tell you something. If you've been paying your bills and had limited funds after you paid your bills last month, what makes you think this month won't do the same thing to you? You can try not paying it. Give it a try. See what happens. But you might be outside in the dark, gas cut off, all those type of things, right? So if you know that these things are, they fluctuating, so you don't lose your cool just because it's the 17th. See, everybody happy from the 1st to the 7th. We all come to church. We all happy. We going grocery shopping. We going. But time the double digit start coming. Because you can't put your trust in finances. Can't put your trust in certain things. You don't ever know when you have a car trouble or house repair. So I don't put my happiness in all that. I just say, Lord, thank you for another day I survived. Any survivors in the house today who just thank God I learned how to survive? Now, I'm going to help the house real quick if I can pastor one more time. You will feel a whole lot better when you stop fronting for people. You will feel a whole lot better. I know you done talked yourself into some stuff. You trying to live up to it. I understand that because you done told people what you finna go do. Told people what you got. Now, you do know getting and keeping is two totally different things. Told you don't go get them rims because you live on a dirt road. All these potholes and railroad tracks. What good is the thing gonna keep spinning off your wheels all the time? But you got to keep up with the boys. A lot of decisions we make trying to keep up with people. That's why we can't find contentment. Paul says, "Don't worry about, don't put pressure on yourself to keep sending me money." Here's why: I'm in prison. Y'all looking for something deep. I can't give you nothing deep. I can give you the Bible. Don't y'all sweat yourselves over sending me money. What I'm going to do with it? See, this was not in the day when people put stuff on your books. This was just using prison. Am I teaching this Bible right? This is not in the day when people had to put something on your books. This is just Paul in prison. All the only thing I know about y'all is what Epaphroditus tell me and what Timothy tell me. Other than that, I can't spend this money nowhere y'all sending me. So I don't want y'all getting yourselves in the bind trying to prove a point. Because I'm in prison. I ain't got no point to prove. I just hope I get out. So in your prison seasons, don't try to show out. I just can't go to the Pecan Festival this year. I'm making just go to Verta. Can't get the call facts right now. If I know that my money funny, why put myself in a bind over something come once a year? And bills come once a month. Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you a trick. Y'all don't want to hear this. I'm going to give you a trick. I got to go. I'm going to give y'all a trick. Take a picture of yourself in front of a tree. Who's going to know if you're at the Pecan Festival or not? Boy, it was bad at the Pecan Festival, wasn't it? Sure was, man. Them trees, wind was blowing. You see that tree I had up behind me? I'd rather do that, take a picture for free, than be out in the cold next month and I have a pine festival. I can turn up at Gremlin Homecoming, but I got to come back home. I did it big. Look where it gets you. Learn, he said, I learned how to be abased. That means humble, brought down. I learned how to know how to handle life when I got it. Here it is. I learned how to live so content, people don't know if I got it or not. Haven't y'all seen the richest people in the world just wear khakis and a shirt? And broke as wheels, we got Gucci. You ain't Gucci, you ain't got nothing. But a Gucci belt. No pants, Gucci belt. I'm trying to help my people. Because that's why we don't have joy today, because we're mad about bad decisions, because we have not learned contentment in a changing situation. Because this stuff, it shifts. You never know what's going to happen to your house, to your family, to your body. You never know. So I got to learn how to find contentment in myself no matter what. I got to stop keeping up with people and keep up with me. Ain't enough keeping up with you. How am I going to compete and try to keep up with other people? Who's trying to compete with somebody else? Dang, you still in that Silverado? Yeah. You ain't want you know, Cadillac? No. Let me ask you something. Let's just ride together. You get in your car. I get in my truck, and this is meet each other at Conoco. Now, I got here, didn't I? Didn't you? That's the objective. I ain't trying to compete with you. I like my truck. And when I want something else, and when God opened up the door and get something else, I'm going to get it. But I ain't going to get it trying to compare with none of y'all. I like my truck. Amen. You can't pay this note. And you go out and try to get another note, some $800 trying to keep up with folk. Learn, we got to learn, my friends, how to live within our means. Christmas time coming. And you finna PS this and the Jordan 12s and 13s and iPhone 40. All these things that keep coming out. The purpose of a phone is to call people and receive calls. Now, with some, I'm going to get in trouble with this. The only thing I'm going to give you for free. You need to be buying your kid books. Audio books, Apple books, Orange books, grape, any kind of book to help them read better. Because don't tell me you can't read and you're sitting there downloading and TikToking. Oh, Lord. Because we ought to be able to shout as much on Friday night at the ball game and then Tuesday, terrific kid. Yeah. We ain't never on terrific kid. I want him to have what I didn't have. You ought to want them to have what you did have, too. Foundations. Respect for stuff. Learn how to value things. Wasn't you taught that? When you told no, it ain't kill you. Matter of fact, we told no a lot. Matter of fact, we was taught not to even ask no more. Am I right about it, Bruce? Why even put yourself through the trouble of asking? You know the answer gonna be no. McDonald's, there's cheese at the house. We got light bread at the house. For me, you know, that was quarterly. That's like good report card type stuff going to McDonald's. I'm talking about a great report card, too. I ain't talking about like no good. All right, you go to McDonald's if you got a good one. I mean great, to their standard. Not just because, well, I just want one. All right, let me get through. You're doing better than you think. I think God free in the house today. I think he's free in the house. Because if you don't learn principles when you're in prison, you won't be able to apply them when you're free. I think we're going to stay in poverty until we start having a better mindset. Cost of living in Winfield is different than cost of living in Dallas. And your pastor been telling you for almost 11 years, stop running to Texas. And you don't know what city you're going to. I'm going to Texas. What you finna go do in Texas? Because if you can't pay your bills right here, Texas gonna eat you alive. Am I right about it, somebody? A one bedroom here, $500-$600. Go in the big city with a one bedroom. Four digits. That's your whole check. Just to stay. I ain't talking about no gas. I ain't talking about no heat. Just to go in there and just say, this is mine. So you turn up in a sleeping bag. We got to start thinking and understand how to be content. And then be like Jabez, as I show, be faithful over small. God will bless me with more than I can handle. But if I can't handle it, he's not going to bless me with it. Learn how to be content. Stop complaining. Children, mom and dad are doing the best they can. Stop griping. Well, my friends got there. They got some J's. They got some Michael Jordans. Well, get some Scottie Pippins and walk to school. It don't matter which Chicago Bull it is. Just get one of them and... Okay. I'm trying to really help us. I really am. You know why y'all laughing? Because this is the kind of shape we in. You putting pressure on yourself to buy your kids stuff. You don't even know what it is. I had some kids here. I can't remember who that was.